surprise, God's creature of grace, here with God's love for all the world, being not willing that any should perish, gave himself a sacrifice for you. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, every time in you he saw a need, he gave himself, his body and his life, to our Father as your sacrifice. Now Jesus Christ has come in your flesh. His way of life has become your life. You as Jesus in the person of Christ come to your Father, give him a sacrifice. Every time in your own life, you see a meal that needs to be done, you by faith in love and grace present yourself a living sacrifice. Christ gave his body and life 7 times as your suffering sacrifice, that you may in love and grace present yourself a living sacrifice. Jesus Christ gave his body and life 7 times as a suffering sacrifice, that you may in love and grace present your body a sacrifice. For what to pray you know not, but the Holy Ghost, if it's your weakness, so you in faith and confession of faith present your life a love sacrifice. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, which is your service reasonable to God. He gave you your body, created it for you. Your Father God, working through Jesus, knows what to destroy, and what to preserve. You being not able to deliver yourself, why not present your body as a sacrifice?
When she is shaken of a mighty wind,
and heavenly party as a scroll. When it rolled together and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the sea captain and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and robbed them, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand before him? On whose city is now in judgment? And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the heaven, that the wind should not blow on earth nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom he was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads and bow for his family, his remnant family, and all the youth. Daughters, mothers and fathers, little children making new heavenly family, a father's family of fiery love and grace. And that day I shall dwell in them. I shall walk and live in them. Ah, the living God, like as a phantom, clothe myself upon all of them. Out of all kindred, nations and tongues, I call for my heavenly family. Fill them in the fire of my body. Into the beginning, from where Jesus Christ came.